and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our study of the dispensation of human government, we've seen many things. A man's stewardship in this dispensation included that man was to multiply and fill the earth, and also that man was to obey God through submission to his fellow man. And this was something that, once again, under this dispensation, man was to be in submission to the government, in the sense that the government would be responsible for seeing that man did things according to what was right. And man was to obey God through submission to his fellow man, and man was also not to dwell in one place, but he was to replenish the earth. And man was also to be in submission to the authority. Once again, this ties in closely with being in submission to his fellow man. Man was to be in submission to the authority of human government. And we also have seen that man's sin in this dispensation was, the first thing we saw was after Noah got off the ark, that he planted a vineyard and he got drunk. He made wine from the grapes that he had raised in that vineyard, and he was wrong. And I believe that he did get things right with the Lord, and people who do things wrong today, saved people, need to have things right with the Lord so that the fellowship can be restored between the individual and God. Well, we also see that Nimrod built an idolatrous city called Babel, and he conquered the inhabitants of Shinar. Now, Nimrod was a very ungodly person. And then we also see that man built an idolatrous tower in disobedience to God's command. A man tried to get to heaven without God. Man has always done that, as far as I can see, as I've studied through dispensations. And I look around today, and man is still trying to get to heaven without doing what God says that is necessary to get there. And of course, he says what's necessary is to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Well, there were many things that took place during the dispensation of human government. And they, at that time, I believe they were a great disappointment to God. And man became idolatrous, governing for himself and not for God. In other words, man was putting himself first instead of putting God first. And we see that today as we look around, as we look at our own lives. Sometimes we have to look at ourselves and say, am I putting God first in my life? And we need to be doing that as individuals. Now, man's brief stay in this dispensation is seen, and man has been delegated authority to govern for God during this dispensation. Man was to obey God through submission, first of all, to his fellow man. We've talked about that, and man was to obey God's command to fill the earth. Man failed to do that. Genesis 9:7 says, "And you, be ye fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply therein." Well, man was not only to multiply, in other words, have babies and see that the earth was filled up with human beings, but man was also to fill the earth, fill the world with God's word, serving God, letting other people know that that God wants them to be in service to him, and thereby, by trusting him as Lord and Savior, they would go to heaven. Remember, now, we haven't gotten to this yet, but we'll be reading about Abraham, how that he believed God and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now, this didn't happen during this third dispensation of human government, but we're going to see that in another dispensation. Well, human government was to impose law and order. According to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 28, it says, as we look at that, the dominion of man was to exercise what was over both the earth and also the other living creatures on the earth. The man was to take charge of God's property. And such dominion, obviously, was to be under God's leadership, his ownership, as a stewardship arrangement with man. And man from the beginning was and is to do things God's way. And the sweet savor that God receives from man in this is seen in Romans chapter 12. As we read verses 1 through 3, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren. This is Paul speaking on behalf of God now. He's speaking and he says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. There's only one way we can present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, and that is to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. No, there's only one way we can do that. It's by the mercies of God. He says, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Once again, man is trying to over or outdo God. Man in the human form wants to be as God, but man will never be God. Satan thought he was going to overtake God. He would be better than God. Well, he didn't make it. And one of these days, he's going to be cast into the lake of fire, and he's going to suffer forever and ever, never ending. And it's sad that man who refuses to go God's way, man will end up in the lake of fire as well, to suffer eternally. Note what God says to every man, not only to the saved, but to every man born into this world. First of all, we see the admonition not to think of himself more highly, greater than God, in other words. Then he shouldn't think of himself more highly than he ought to think. And then to think soberly, and this means realistically. Look at things based on fact. The Bible, God's word, what God says, that's fact. And we also see that man is to do according as he, and that's God, has dealt. In other words, distributed to every man and all humans a measure, a standard amount of faith. No more to one than to the other has God given faith. God gives a measure of faith to each person. So therefore, one day when a person stands at the white throne judgment and tries to blame God for him or she for not going to heaven as they stand there at the white throne, the Bible says every mouth will be stopped because God has given everyone the same opportunity to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Well, we see through this dispensation of human government, man's failure. Man governed for himself instead of governing for God, and man lapsed into idolatry. And notice also in this dispensation that man's lifespan became shorter and shorter. It says there, and they died. We also see God's judgment during this dispensation of human government. God confounded man's language, according to Genesis chapter 11, verse 7, and we're going to read 7 and 8 in just a moment, and he scattered them through all the earth. Man was disobedient. Genesis 11, 7 and 8 says, go to, let us go down. This is God speaking, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Let us go down there and confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. In other words, Babel was left desolate. If you go back and try to find Babylon now, the only thing you can find there are ruins. Now, there may be a place there that they're calling Babylon, but the real Babylon does not exist any longer. It's simply ruins. And God said, I'm going to scatter them abroad upon the face of the earth. And they left off building that city, these people who were in Babel at that time. Well, the crucial event took place. The dispensation of human government ended with the confusion at Babel. Civil government continues in both the Gentile and Jewish nations today and is binding upon men until Christ comes and sets up the Messianic kingdom. In the Messianic kingdom, there will not be human government as such, but there will be what is called a theocracy. And the word theocracy means the rule of God. Christ himself will be the governing authority. Man will still be under a stewardship arrangement with God. Therefore, the millennium will be a dispensation. And that's what a dispensation is all about. I remind you that a dispensation is God and man and God. And a dispensation is not one without the other. Man and God, God and man. Man is to be a steward under the leadership of God. God placed man in the Garden of Eden to take care of his property. Man failed miserably in the dispensation of innocence. Man sinned. The Bible says, wherefore is by one man sin entered into the world and death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Adam sinned against God. He broke God's rule. God told him, don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And man disobeyed God. And therefore, God put him out of the garden. God said, you're not taking care of my property properly, so you've got to go. And he put him out of the garden. And he told him, he said, you will work and you will earn things by the sweat of your brow. You'll eat, but it'll be by the sweat of your brow. And then we see how that man understood that he was wrong. And we saw how that Adam and Eve realized they were naked. This was because they understood right and wrong at that time. Their conscience telling them they were wrong. And at the same time, their conscience could not tell them what to do in order to make things right. But God did. He provided skins, coats to cover them, to give them a robe of righteousness, if you would. He slew animals, shed their blood as a representation of the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. And during the dispensation of conscience, man also failed God. Man did not do what God wanted him to do to take care of God's property. So therefore, the next dispensation after the flood, man failed God miserably because God said wickedness was everywhere. And he destroyed the world with water. And then, after the flood, we see the third dispensation of human government. How that God changed things around for man. No longer would man only eat salads for lunch, dinner, whatever, but man would also eat flesh at that point. And man would also be a threat to animals. The animals would be afraid of man from that point on. There's so many things that took place there, and that dispensation that we've been studying of human government ended at the Tower of Babel. Now, understand, that was the dispensation of human government. Human government is still sanctioned by God. The dispensation is over, but God sanctions human government. We are to be in submission to the higher authorities. Now, there's a higher authority than that, and that is God. We're to listen to the human government until they cross the line of trying to be God. We need to listen to God and do what God says and listen to his word. Follow his admonition and be good stewards, taking care of God's property. May God bless you as you're working for him.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org, or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.